history of chess on BBC Radio. Well, there's more chess-related music throughout the day tomorrow on Breakfast and also in Afternoon on Three, which tomorrow includes a live concert given by the BBC Singers, A Winter Journey, direct from St George's Church, Campden Hill in London. Christmas carols by composers including Beau Holton, Thomas Addis and Adrian Williams, music as well by Poulenc and Herbert Howells. BBC Singers live on Radio 3 tomorrow afternoon at 2. And don't forget that it's the Entune Christmas Party tomorrow. Sean Rafferty with wonderful guests performing live in the Radio Theatre here at Broadcasting House. That's tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 7. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 11:15. Late Junction now, presented by Fiona Talkington.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
kicking off tonight with Stan Freberg as Scrooge, Dawes Butler as Bob Cratchit, and part of a piece called Green Christmas, which caused a bit of an uproar in the advertising world in America in 1958 for causing offence to the advertising community. And Pink Floyd, of course, there, and the beginning of Money from Dark Side of the Moon. And just in case you're going to shout at me for playing so little from that, I will play you more later on. No tills ringing here. This is the Mellstock Band.
On Christmas Day it happened so, all in the meadows for to plough. As he was a-ploughing all on so fast, up came sweet Jesus himself at last. O man, why dost thou plough so hard upon thy Lord's birthday? The man, he answered him with great speed, for to plough on this day I have got need. His arms did quiver through and through, his arms did quiver, and he could not plough. The earth did open and lose him in before he could repent of sin. His wife and children's out of place, his beasts and cattle's almost gone, his beasts and cattle, they fade and die for ploughing upon our sweet Lord's
birthday. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. Where the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. Then a poor man came inside, gathering winter fuel. Hither, patient, stand by me, if thou knowest it, telling yonder peasant who is he, where and what he's dwelling. Sire, he lives a goodly league hence, right beneath the mountain, right against the forest fence by St. Agnes' fountain. Ye who now will bless the poor, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch further went together through the road wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Ye who now will bless the poor, even now will bless the poor. Shall your sails find blessing? He trod where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure well the rhyme possessing. He who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing.
On the lookout for unusual versions of traditional carols, and that was Swedish singer Sophie Lieberbrandt with guitarist Svante Sjöblom, and a rather lovely version of Good King Wenceslas. Following on from the Mellstock Band, and a bleak Shropshire song called On Christmas Day. That's from a seasonal CD of songs and readings of Thomas Hardy called The Leaves of Life. Now, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, joined by the singer Charlie Sizemore, Whiskey and Wine.
Last night when I saw her, she looked sweet and so fair. Her eyes, they just sparkled with her long pretty hair. They were drinking and laughing. Thank you. said she read every sign. Then she spoke to him softly, come closer to me. The same words so often she'd spoken to me. With whiskey and wine, she was leading him home, away from real life to a world of her own. You'll believe she's an angel or some heavenly girl.
Philip Henry and Hannah Martin there with two tunes, Snow Dove and Cuckoo's Nest. And first of all there, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys and Charlie Sizemore with a song called Whiskey and Wine. I've got quite a few seasonal tunes this week and a look back too at just a few of my favourite albums of the year. Somehow I know I won't manage to fit them all in. Now, Christmas trees come in all shapes and sizes. This one's an incredible string band-sized one.
Bent twig of darkness grows the petals of the morning and shows to them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come dip into the cloud cream lapping. I can't keep my hand on the plow because it's dying, but I will lay me down with my arms round the rainbow, and I will lay me down to Christmas tree be shining gently all around. Climbing up these figures, the sun is tugging at my shoulder, and every step I take, I think my feet are getting older. I see the crystal dreams unfolding. I can't keep my eyes on the book because it's smoldering, but I will lay me down with my arms round the rainbow, and I will lay me down to Christmas tree be shining gently all around.
Well, I did promise you a little bit more. Pink Floyd with singer Claire Torrey and The Great Gig in the Sky from Dark Side of the Moon. And the incredible string band just before, and Chinese White, which comes from their 1967 album, The 5,000 Spirits of the Layers of the Onion. And this is a song from Latvia now, a group called Laiksnei, which means water lily. And the little note about this track in the CD booklet says that in Latvian music, women are traditionally the singers, while the men prefer bagpipes and drums. It's called Dawn is Breaking. Latvian group Laiksnei and a song called Dawn is Breaking. They're an all-female group, though apparently the men help them play and give them advice about arrangements and sound recording. Perhaps they're like the very masculine second construction piece by John Cage. Music inspired by the night patrol of the soldiers in Elizabethan England. Anthony Holborn's The Night Watch. Hesperian 21 there and Geordie Savall. And one of my favourite CDs of this year just before, a CD called Quiet Inlet by the duo of Food, that's Ian Ballamy and Thomas Strernan, joined there by the trumpeter Nils Petter Molvar. And John Cage's Second Construction just at the start there, played by the Amadinda Percussion Group. So I've John Stevens now from his Christmas box set, his version of a 12th century French tune called The Friendly Beasts.
Jesus, our brother strong and good, was humbly born in a stable roof, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, strong and good. I sat the donkey, shaggy and brown. I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I
Inclined to frost and snow. You're the girl I've chosen to be my only dear. Your scornful heart is frozen and drifted far, I fear. One night I went to see my love. She proved most scornful me. I asked her if she'd marry. She would not marry me. The night it is far spent, my love. It's near the break of day, and I'm waiting for an answer, my dear. Tell you I'll lead a single life. I never thought it fitting that I should be your wife. Now take a civil answer and for yourself provide. I have another sweetheart, and you I have laid aside. this wide and lonesome valley I mean to ramble through, in search of someone handsome that might my fancy fill. This world is wide and lonesome if she don't another will. As the lonesome scenes of winter in stormy winds do blow, clouds around the center incline to frost and snow. You're the girl I've chosen to be my only dear. Your scornful heart is frozen and drifted from my fear.
Lonesome scenes of winter from Belshazzar's Feast, who I think capture bleakness so well. Doll Boy and Look Darling, It's Starting to Snow, just before that, and Sufjan Stevens first of all there, and a French song called The Friendly Beasts. An old Christmas tune from Romania provides music for a story about conflict within the shepherds. The newest and youngest shepherd has to prove himself by going through a ritual near-death experience. The singer is Grigor Lachey.
Sus la vedile din munț, la iarbă până în gerunț, sunt trile păcurărei măi. Și tu străius ca și zmei, mare turmă după e, că mare turmă după e. Bată oile în sat, dată tâlmână și la dună, e cu oile la fântână, tătâl suie și scoboară cu oile la izvoară, e facu-i legea să-l omoară, facu-i legea să-l omoară, tu ție ce moarte-ți vrei, vrei din pușcă împușcat, ori din sabie dimnicat. Ei, nu mă împușcați, nu mă tăiați, dar numai capul mi-l luați, da și pe mine mă-ngropați, da în staurul oilor, în tărcuțul mieilor. Pe mine pământ nu puneți, numai arma singure, dar și un fluier după curet. Trâmbișoarea mea ce mare să-mi o puneți pe picioare, da api și în mână de-a dreapta, da voi să-mi puneți chilincat. da pe voi să-mi pune stilinca. Când vânt mare va veni, fluierașul va jăli, trâmbița va trâmbița, chilinca va prindea zice măi și oile tăte mor plânge. Ei, și muncele auzi măi, da pe și-a venit și mama jeli. Oi, 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 măi, între cornuche, da pe mândrumiți cânta pe munche. Oi, 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 îndrei săine, da pe mândrumiți cânta pe mine, da pe mândrumiți cânta pe mine.
Ah!
1960s recording of Sicilian Christmas music from the Ethnomusicological Archives in Rome, following on from the Romanian singer Grigore Leșe and a shepherd song called Miorita. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Poulenc set some rather chilling poems by Paul Éluard in his sequence called Un soir de neige, A Night of Snow. The pristine snow, the black sky, the wild animals seeking their prey.
Chacun
don't know what to do. I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to do about my love. It seems his heart is a-turning. Where once the white water flowed, well, stagnant now is my yearning. And I don't know what to do about my love, 'cause the cards he deals keep a-changing. Where once he placed me as a queen, well, he shuffles now, rearranging. Oh, I see it, and I know it. I watch him hang his roses upside down, he says. He keeps the last love in them, yeah. The great thing about winter flowers is they look alive when they're long gone. So hang your roses upside down, yeah, and keep the last love in them. The great thing about winter flowers is they look alive when they're long gone. About tomorrow, all the promises I made now seem hollow. I dream of moving to Galway, and I'm not sure I want him to follow. Ah, but then he rolls me over in his arms, and when he rolls me over in his arms, I adore him, need more of him. So I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do now. Hang your roses upside down and keep the last love in them, yeah. The great thing about winter flowers is they look alive when they're long gone. So hang your roses upside down, yeah. Keep the last love in them. The great thing about winter flowers is they look alive when they're long gone. The thing about you and I, my love, is we keep it going though it's long gone. The thing about you and I, my love, is we keep it going though it's long. So I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do now. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do now. I don't know what to do. And I don't know what to do.
Martha Tilston's version of Bleakness in a song called Winter Flowers, following on from Poulenc's somewhat disturbing Un Soir de Neige, sung there by Tenebrae, conducted by Nigel Short. A track from a new CD by Kate Rusby in a moment, following a song about the 12 gates that surround the palace in Mandalay.
Down my mirror. My ooh.
Be there, and a song called Let Them Fly, which comes from her new CD, which is called Make the Light. More from that later on in the week. And before that, a song from Burma, sung by Yi Yi Thunt and the harpist Inla Mint Maung. And it's Pink Floyd to end Late Junction tonight. More from Dark Side of the Moon after cellist Zach Miskin and a piece called Long Winter. Till tomorrow, good night.
taste all you feel and all that you love and all that you hate, all you distrust, all you save and all that you give and all that you deal and all that you buy. And all that you do, and all that you say, and all that you eat, and everyone you meet, and all that you slight, and everyone you fight, and all that is now, and all that is go, and all that's to come, and everything under the sun is in view. The sun is eclipsed by the moon.
There is no dark side in the moon, really. Matter of fact, it's all dark.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A mostly Bulgarian affair for this couple of hours, Bulgarian composers and performers. And here, first of all, one of the country's most cherished 20th century composers, Pancho Vladigerov. This is an orchestral rhapsody of his, depicting the Vardar River. It flows through a corner of the Balkans that was allotted to Yugoslavia after the First World War. Vladigerov was actually living in Berlin when he composed the piece in 1928, but his decision to call it Vardar Bulgarian Rhapsody makes his feelings pretty much clear. The performers here, Milan Nachev, conducting the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra. It's part of a concert they gave in Sofia in 2002.
Thank you.
The Rhapsody Varda by Pancho Vladigerov, the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Milan Nachev. Well, that same orchestra now here on Through the Night, conducted by Alexander Vladigerov, the composer's son. And they're joined here by the pianist Milena Molova, a professor at the Pancho Vladigerov State Music Academy, for music by Vladigerov's pupil, Krasimir Kyokchisky. This is Kyokchisky's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra in memory of Pancho Vladigerov.